And that means WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Mervis Diamond Importers. They were salacious accusations made against the Republican nominee, but appeared to be largely made up. And now comes word the so-called dossier that emerged last summer might have been financed in part by supporters of Hillary Clinton.
Investigative firm Fusion GPS was reportedly hired to continue doing background research into Donald Trump by a law firm tied to Hillary Clinton's campaign, sources say. Fusion had already been looking into candidate Trump on behalf of anti-Trump Republicans. The Washington Post first reported that the Clinton-associated legal team of Perkins Coie then hired Fusion once it became clear Mr. Trump would be the GOP nominee. Fusion GPS hired former British intelligence officer Christopher Steele, whose research makes up the largely discredited dossier involving Donald Trump's personal conduct in Russia. Bob Costantini, Washington.
There is an overnight on-campus shooting at Grambling State University in Louisiana. Authorities say a senior at Grambling and a friend of his were killed. The gunman remains at large at this hour. Charles County prosecutors have added more charges to an already long indictment against a former school aide. Carlos D'Angelo Bell is HIV positive. He's accused of sexually assaulting scores of children.
According to the state's attorney for Charles County, Maryland, the victims range in age from 11 to 17 years old. The state is not aware of any alleged victim testing positive for HIV, according to the state attorney's office. The alleged abuse spanned from May 2015 to June 2017. Bell was arrested in June following a six-month investigation.
Correspondent Andy Rose. They need a few good men and women, and the D.C. Police Department is offering incentives to get them.
The incentives to join the D.C. Police Department include giving first-time homebuyers no-interest loans and help with closing costs to buy houses in the district.
One of the loans in particular, if they remain in the home for more than 5 years, then they don't have to pay the loan back.
But Police Chief Peter Newsham says if you want to join the force, you need to know it's not going to be like what you see in the movies and on TV, where officers break the rules and shoot people.
That's not what we do in policing. Policing is a service profession.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Washington is approaching the 50th anniversary of one of the city's most transformative events.
The riots after Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination in 1968 left 12 dead, over 1,000 injured, and neighborhoods burning. It would take decades for some of those areas to bounce back. D.C. Council Chairman Phil Mendelson starting to look at ways of commemorating what will have happened 50 years ago this April.
I think it's appropriate that we look at constructing an event or a series of events to reflect back on what happened in 1968 and what progress we've made since then.
The city also saw widespread Vietnam protests in 1968 and took its first steps toward home rule, getting a council for the first time after a century under Congress. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Fairfax County School Board is set to decide tomorrow what to name the school formerly known as Jeb Stuart High School. And the Washington Post reports that at least four board members support renaming the school Justice High. Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 23,442. The Nasdaq at 65,98. Sports World Series Game 1 goes to the Dodgers. Game 2 is tonight. NBA, the Wizards take on the Lakers tonight. NHL, the Caps are idle till tomorrow. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Let's be real.
Traffic and weather.
Lots of coverage here.
The day's top stories.
And now, get this.
And you.
I love talking to you in the afternoon.
Thank you for that.
The Larry O'Connor Show, 3 to 6.
I'm going to be here.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
For importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Love is complicated. Buying a diamond shouldn't be. So our sales consultants are trained to make things easy. They explain diamond grading in a way that makes sense. And they demonstrate the differences so pricing becomes simple to understand. At Mervis Diamonds, your personal consultant will spend as much time as you like helping you select. That way, you get the right diamond. A fine quality diamond with natural beauty that cannot be tamed. The only thing our diamonds won't do is simply blend in. Each Mervis diamond makes its own statement. And all at a far, far lower price than you'd expect. At Mervis, you get ideal quality, old world service, and value not available anywhere else. That's why Mervis is the first name in diamonds. So if she loves diamonds, you'll love Mervis. Financing is available. Mervis Diamond Importers. Appointments preferred. Call 1-800-HER-LOVE or go online to mervisdiamond.com.
Get two classic bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwiches for $5 at Dunkin', because two is better than one. That's two times the Cherrywood smoked bacon and flaky, buttery croissants, and they're always made to order. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions may apply. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia commuters, Route 7. If you're heading eastbound right as you come up toward the Georgetown Pike, that's where we have a report of a new crash. So 7 eastbound before 193 for the accident. 66 bunched up still. Heavy rush hour volume now. Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks off and on heading toward the Beltway. Now on the Beltway, Virginia, Interloop Braddock Road. Earlier crash gone. Still looking at delays coming off in 95, but now pushing past Braddock Road off and on through Annandale toward Tyson's, and then from the toll road to the Legion Bridge. Did you hear we had a crash on the way to the Wilson Bridge? Well, it's Interloop in the delays near 210 in those center through lanes. At last check, we still had a little bit of activity on the shoulder. Upper Marlboro, delays continue to grow. Unfortunately, so you might want to rethink this 301 just north of Route 4. That's going to be jammed. Stop and go up to Village Drive. In fact, delays are now beginning before Route 4 on that 301 stretch. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure now hanging on. Should bring us some great weather here over the next couple of days. No rain today. Clouds mixed with clear sky, 65. Some clouds tonight, 47. Cooler outside the Beltway. Tomorrow, a few clouds around near 60. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 57 in Alexandria, 52 in Gaithersburg, 57 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. The Senate has killed a rule that would have made it easier for you to sue your bank. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
And good morning to you. Joining us in about half an hour will be Kevin Cork from Fox News. He's their White House correspondent, and he's going to give us all the news, every ounce of news from the White House. We're going to get that from Kevin. I'm Mary Walter, along with Vince Colonnades.
Well, good morning. Some news breaking overnight. Thanks. Courtesy of the Washington Post now. So we've known for a while that this Trump dossier had Democratic support, meaning Democratic funding went into the research for a document that was created by Fusion GPS, involved its author, Christopher Steele, a former British intelligence officer with ties to the FBI and the U.S. intel community. And Fusion hires him. They do all this research. They create a document that ends up being known as the Trump dossier. It was originally, according to many reports, funded by at least one anti-Trump Republican who may have been using it during the process of the primary phase to go after Donald Trump, then just the real estate mogul and reality star. And now the president of the United States, of course. Eventually, though, we find out that Democrats picked up the ball during the general election. And until now, until last night, we weren't sure which Democrats. We weren't sure who in particular had picked it up. But now we find out, again, courtesy of the Washington Post, it was the Clinton campaign itself and the Democratic National Committee that paid for this Trump dossier to be created. This is the lead on this story from the Washington Post last night. The Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee helped fund research that resulted in a now famous dossier containing allegations about President Trump's connections to Russia and possible coordination between his campaign and the Kremlin. People familiar with the matter said Mark E. Elias, a lawyer representing the Clinton campaign and the DNC, retained Fusion GPS, a Washington firm, to conduct the research. So this is a really important development because it explicitly lays out that the document that we know now to have served as the basis for much of the FBI's inquiry into whether or not there was Trump collusion with the Russian government of any kind was funded by the Hillary campaign. That the Hillary campaign was paying a man to conduct research, to work with Russian operatives, to gather intel, whether or not it's true, on Donald Trump. And then what they then did was somehow that document, which got produced again because of the Clinton campaign's funding it, then ends up in the hands of the FBI to serve as the basis of an investigation of Donald Trump. This is the former Secretary of State of the Obama administration whose FBI opens up an investigation involving Russia and Donald Trump on the basis, in part at least, of a document generated by his political opponent.
All right, so I've been thinking about this. So sure. Let me ask you a question. If it's true that it was just oppo research, which political campaigns do, that's what they do. It's part of politics in Washington, D.C. You see what dirt you can get on your opposition, just as Donald Trump Jr. admitted, say, hey, I met with this lawyer, this Russian lawyer, because they had a promise of dirt on Hillary Clinton. Fine. We know what happens. Why lie about it then? Why would the Clinton campaign lie and say, oh, no, it wasn't us. We didn't pay him. Deny, deny, deny upside down and sideways. Why lie about it? It doesn't make any sense to lie about
it. Right. And when you say lie about it, you're not wrong. There's been explicit lying about this detail coming out of Clinton world. New York Times reporter Ken Vogel tweeting yesterday, when I tried to report this story, the Clinton campaign's lawyer, Mark E. Elias, pushed back vigorously, saying, quote, you or your sources are wrong. Well, that's not the case now, is it now, Mark? Mark releasing a letter, his law firm releasing a letter now yesterday. So remember, Fusion GPS is under a lot of pressure right now from congressional committees. They want the bank records. They want to know, they're trying to subpoena the bank records to find out, okay, who paid for this? Who paid for this dossier to be created? And we don't have all the answers yet. There may be Republicans involved. As far as we know, the FBI initiated an arrangement to pay for more information, but didn't actually pay, as Byron York was telling us earlier. They may very well have, though. Again, details we need to find out and need to be determined. But specifically, when it comes to the Clinton campaign and the DNC, this letter goes out yesterday from William Taylor, who's representing Perkins Coie as its general counsel. So this law firm needs a law firm to represent it. And they understand that your client, Fusion GPS, they're writing to Mr. Taylor. Let me back up a second. William Taylor is writing to Perkins Coie. They're writing to...
It's so complicated.
I'm just trying to read a business letter here and I'm screwing it up. They're writing to William Taylor, okay? Here's the beginning of it. I write on behalf of Perkins Coie as its general counsel. We understand your client, Fusion GPS, has received a number of requests for information regarding the identity of clients who engaged Fusion GPS. They realize they're under pressure. They write, we recognize the important principle of client confidentiality. We appreciate your efforts to fulfill your obligation. In the circumstances, however, we believe it is appropriate to release Fusion GPS from this obligation as it relates to the identity of Perkins Coie. Further, given the interest in this issue, we believe it would be appropriate for all parties who hired Fusion GPS to release Fusion GPS from this obligation as well. Finally, now that the appropriate client representatives have been informed of the specifics of your engagement with Fusion GPS and with their consent, Perkins Coie therefore authorizes you to disclose the information that, again, Hillary Clinton and the DNC funded the research here.
Which, again, no big deal, right? Opposition research, no big deal. I want to know. I think we're going to obviously find out far more about this because of the denials so vehemently that came from the Clinton campaign and the Clinton personnel. There is a reason why they don't want to be associated with this. And if it's just opposition research, the Clintons are seasoned politicians. They know this is part of the game. There is no reason to go to this length to deny this involvement.
You would think, except now... Clinton campaign people, Clinton spokesmen are now arguing that this is totally on the up and up and we should have been doing this all along. Here's Brian Fallon, Hillary Clinton's press secretary, making this case. Listen to this.
It would have been malpractice, in my view, for the campaign to not want to turn over every rock and learn everything it could about Donald Trump. So while I didn't know that that meeting took place at the time, I'm glad that Mark Elias and whoever else was aware of it at the time authorized it and went forward with it.
So wait a second. So Russian collusion is bad. Anyone who does it is bad, is evil. You should not collude with the Russians in any way. Oh, unless you're using it against Donald Trump. Oh, and unless you're using it to create a dossier based on all of the activities he conducted inside of Russia, supposedly, in coordination with Russian sources who are telling you this. You're being fed this information by Russians who are trying to make a case against President Trump in this document, colluding with the Russians. Totally fine, so long as you're using it that way in electoral politics.
But in the meantime, you keep investigating Donald Trump Jr. and that meeting that he had with the Russian lawyer on the promise of getting information on Hillary Clinton in opposition research. That deserves a full-blown congressional investigation.
Now, in addition to this dossier news, there is a tremendous amount of news breaking over the last 24 hours on all of this, to include who Robert Mueller is actually looking into. We've begun hearing reports earlier this week that Tony Podesta and the Podesta Group are at the center now of a criminal investigation by Mueller, and it involves Paul Manafort. Last night on Tucker Carlson's show, he broke down a scoop. He has a source giving him a lot of sizzling details. We'll present them to you in a moment.
It is now 8:15. And let's check out WMAL traffic and weather, which is every 10 minutes. And it is first on the fives. That means it's time for Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Rush hour. We're trying to get across the Potomac right now. And that's very slow. We have a crash on the American Legion Bridge. So if you are heading out of Maryland, this will be on the outer loop side, Maryland into Virginia, right on the bridge. I'm looking at this. Looks like the two cars tried to get to the left shoulder, but it's so narrow that really they blocked almost all that left lane. So crowds are left lane, Maryland again into Virginia over the Legion Bridge. Interloop side, you're slowing to get through that area. On the Georgetown Pike, 193, watch inside the Beltway approaching 123 for the crash. Also on Route 7 approaching the Georgetown Pike in the Great Falls area, accident. So we have a lot of busy areas. Upper Marlboro still talking about the delays and growing. Northbound 301, well north of Route 4 at Village Drive. Still watch for the earlier incident, still there. And getting into town, Southeast Southwest Freeway now bogged down each direction. As you come out of Virginia, two cars involved in the crash right in your boundary channel, they are on the left shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, it's going to be partly cloudy with a high around 65. Tonight, we'll have some passing clouds with a low of 47. Tomorrow, also partly cloudy. Cooler, though, a high around 60. Currently in our nation's capital, 56 degrees. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by Adirondack Tree Experts.
When it comes to expert tree service, there's no room for mistakes. Adirondack Tree Experts are the top-rated tree care and removal company in the D.C. metro area. Call 301-595-2827. Ask Adirondack about their October special.
All right, I told you, there's a lot of news breaking again on all these concurrent investigations into Russia, collusion, uranium, you name it. Stuff is happening. Robert Mueller, the special counsel who's conducting this investigation, supposedly into Russia collusion with Donald Trump. This investigation is a little broader than we may have thought at first blush. And we go now to Tucker Carlson's breakdown last night of a scoop. He's got a source, somebody he says has already been interviewed extensively by Mueller's investigators. Here's the scoop. It's about the Podesta brothers.
But first, here's an overview of what he told us. Media reports describe Paul Manafort as a central figure in the Russia investigation due to the several months he spent as Donald Trump's campaign chairman. According to our source, that's only half true. Manafort is indeed at the center of this investigation, but not because of his ties to Trump. In fact, Paul Manafort spent years working with the Podesta Group on behalf of Russian government interests. That relationship extends back to at least 2011, when our source claims Manafort had dinner in Washington with both Podestas, Tony and John. In the years following, our source says he saw Paul Manafort in the Podesta Group offices, quote, all the time, at least once a month. Manafort was not there to socialize. He was representing Russian business and political interests who sought to influence Capitol Hill, Hillary Clinton's State Department, and the Obama administration. Our source describes Manafort bringing what he called a parade of Russian oligarchs up to the Congress, where they met with members and their staffs. But the central effort to extend Russian influence was focused on the executive branch, the Obama administration. The vehicle through which Paul Manafort worked for the Russians was a shell group called the European Center for a Modern Ukraine. Now, the group supposedly was based in Belgium, but it had no actual offices there. It had, in fact, only two employees, both of them based in Ukraine. Their telephone number in Brussels rang in Kiev. It was a sham. Yet it did have a presence here in Washington. The European Center for a Modern Ukraine was a major client of the Podesta Group. Now, why did the Russians choose the Podesta Group? Well, because both Podestas were close to the Clintons, and Hillary was then Secretary of State. She could get things done for the Podesta's Russian clients. It was influence peddling, the most obvious kind. For example, our source says that at John Podesta's recommendation, his brother Tony hired a man named David Adams. Now, before joining the Podesta Group, Adams worked at the State Department as Assistant Secretary of State for Legislative Affairs. He was also Chief Legislative Advisor to Hillary Clinton. As part of his job, Adams personally briefed Hillary Clinton every day. He aided in the confirmation of at least 122 political nominees at state. By hiring him in 2013, our source says, the Podesta Group got a direct liaison between their offices, and by extension their Russian clients, and Hillary's State Department. Sometimes, our source said, ties between the Podesta Group and the Clintons were explicit. Tony Podesta spoke regularly to Hillary Clinton while she ran the State Department. Our source remembers Podesta's assistant announcing that, quote, Secretary Clinton is on the line. At one point in either 2013 or maybe early 2014, our source says a meeting was held that included both Tony Podesta and a representative of the Clinton Foundation. The explicit subject of that meeting? How to assist Uranium One, that's the Russian-owned company that controls 20% of American uranium production, and whose board members gave more than $100 million to the Clinton Foundation. As our source put it, quote, Tony Podesta was basically part of the Clinton Foundation. Now, apparently there was not a lot of pretending about this internally at the Podesta Group. According to our source, Manafort was clear, crystal clear, that Russia wanted to cultivate ties to Hillary Clinton in the belief she was likely to become president. These links to Hillary were apparently quite valuable to the Russian. Our source believes that the Russian money Manafort funneled to the Podesta Group greatly exceeds the roughly $1 million they were officially paid. That's what he said. Some of these payments, he indicated, could be hidden kickbacks that would be hard for investigators to trace.
All right. Importantly now, here is how the Podesta Group is being interpreted by Robert Mueller.
Our source described the Podesta Group's books as, quote, a treasure trove and highly secret. He told us the Podesta Group had no board overseeing it and that all financial decisions internally were made by Tony Podesta personally. The group's employees, he said, included a person whose only official job was managing Tony Podesta's art collection. It would be obviously pretty easy for an organization like that to conceal financial transactions. Now, the source we spoke to has been interviewed extensively by Robert Mueller's independent investigators. In press accounts, Mueller's investigation is still framed as a hunt for collusion between Donald Trump's presidential campaign and the government of Russia. Our source says investigators are, in fact, very interested in Manafort's behavior while he ran the Trump campaign, but otherwise that description is mostly bogus. The investigation has broadened now to determine which people and which organizations in Washington have spent years working secretly as de facto operatives on behalf of Russian government and business interests. The Podesta Group is chief among these. Quote, they are more focused on facilitators of Russian influence in this country, says our source, than they are on election collusion. The Podesta Group, he says, quote, is in their crosshairs.
It's not the only investigation close to Hillary Clinton. Two more launching in the House this week. We'll tell you about them. 822 on WMAL.
This weekend, the SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo Center at Central Park. Hunters, collectors, sportsmen, visit the Fredericksburg Expo Center for SGK's biggest show ever. Tickets available online at guns-knives.com or at the door. That's the Fredericksburg Gun Show this weekend.
At the recommendation of Larry O'Connor, I went to go meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. And after visiting their office, I'm a fan. I don't like dentists. I told them that and they're like totally normal. Didn't feel judged at all. The dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, well, they specialize in people like you and me who get nervous. Some people even get downright fearful of going to the dentist, so they don't go. Well, at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, they don't rush you. They put you in control of the appointment. If you're anxious, they can give you something that will calm you just before your appointment. And if you're downright fearful, well, you can literally sleep through it. And right now, Bethesda Sedation Dentistry will donate $100 for hurricane relief for every new patient visit now through the end of October. So call Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. It is the first step for your dental health to improve. Have a beautiful smile and also help support hurricane relief. Call Rocky now at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434 or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Have you heard the three big lies about Medicaid? One, if you need nursing home care, the nursing home will take your house. Not true. Two, if you transferred assets in the last 5 years, you won't be eligible for Medicaid. Not true. And three, if you're already in a nursing home, it's too late to protect your assets. Also, not true. Hi, this is attorney Mindy Fellington with Fellington Elder Law and Estate Planning Centers. We can assess your situation and craft a plan to help keep your assets in your family. Call us today for help understanding the issues surrounding Medicaid eligibility and to start planning so you can save your nest egg. Our number is 301 610 301-610-0055. 301-610-0055. That's 301-610-0055. Or find us online at felintonlaw.com. That's felintonlaw.com.
825 now WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic update now brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. All right, here we go. We're working around the Beltway, topside College Park and into Silver Spring. Had the earlier crash between Colesville Road and George Avenue. You should find travel lanes open through that stretch. Also to the American Legion Bridge. It looks like they've cleared the left lane outer loop from Maryland into Virginia, albeit quite slow for everyone. Still with delays to the Wilson Bridge before St. Barnabas Road, and then leaving Springfield toward Annandale had the crash near Braddock gone. So you can tell the Beltway has been very busy this morning. DC 295 trying to recover in the northbound direction approaching Benning Road. Longstanding crash gone out of there. Suitland Parkway inbound. That's really stacking up here as you come up toward 295. Delays before Route 5, and I'm getting reports in the backups after Alabama Avenue. We may have a fender bender, so if you're sitting in that Suitland Parkway backup, keep alert. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149. 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Fairly tranquil weather pattern now as we head on through midweek. A few clouds mixing with clear sky at times. Right on through today, we'll make it up to about 65. 47 tonight outside the Beltway, a little cooler. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 56 degrees at 826 on WMAL.
So we're looking into a couple different things here as news keeps breaking on Russia and collusion in the United States. The House has launched two new investigations. House Judiciary, in concert with the House Oversight Committee, announced yesterday that they've opened a joint investigation into decisions made by the Justice Department while it was probing Hillary Clinton's use of an email server, including why they announced that investigation and not the investigation into Donald Trump's campaign associates. And then there's this other investigation. The House Intel Committee, again in concert with the Oversight Committee, is looking into Russia and uranium and how Russia got control of so much of it in the United States. Here's Devin Nunes on the integrity of that investigation.
Well, the current Russia investigation is about the election. This is more about uranium and whether or not government actually functioned properly or not. So, you know, currently you have people out there saying they didn't know, which that raises a whole set of questions, because if CFIUS didn't know, but you have Secretary Geithner sending a letter saying that he knew, acknowledging Mr. King's letter, I think it raises a whole lot of questions. Look, it's possible maybe there was no FBI or DOJ investigation going on. That's possible. We're not going to jump to any conclusions, but we're going to try to get the facts.
And we'll keep tracking the details as they roll out. 828 here on WMAL.
You're driving alone, and suddenly you're attacked. What would you do?
Get back!
ABC7's Nancy Chen shows you firsthand how to protect yourself from a sexual assault. Seven on Your Side. Thursday on ABC7 News at 11. Tomorrow on ABC7's Good Morning Washington. Medical marijuana for kids? Why a local doctor says it's a good alternative medicine for children. Plus, traffic and weather every 10 minutes. And your chance to win Halloween candy cash. Tomorrow starting at 425 on ABC7's Good Morning Washington.
Save money on your mortgage today. Call Network Capital. Network Capital is the name you can trust. And with rates like 3.125% with an APR of 3.26% on a 15-year fixed mortgage, you can't afford not to see what you can save. Call Network Capital today. 800-700-8068. They're a direct lender, so it's their own money they're lending, making the process fast, simple, and secure. And if you're consolidating debt, making home improvements, purchasing rental properties, or just trying to build wealth, Network Capital has a program for you. Call 800-700-8068 today for a 15-year fixed mortgage of 3.125% with an APR of 3.26%. Network Capital is the sponsor of the Mortgage Radio Show, Saturdays at 1 p.m. here on WMAL. Call them today, 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. Stated rate subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-700-8068 for additional cost information.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto Owners Insurance. 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
And coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by Kevin Cork, Fox News White House correspondent, with all of the news that is coming out of the White House and what he thinks is going to be happening in the coming days. It is now 8:30, and WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Arizona Senator Jeff Flake is not going to run for re-election next year. And he says this morning he hopes his decision will have some impact.
A lot of my colleagues share the concerns that I raised on the floor yesterday, and I believe that more of them will speak out in the future. I hope that we've reached a tipping point of some type where we don't continue to normalize by being silent the kind of behavior that we've seen.
Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign and the DNC reportedly helped pay a political research firm that produced that dossier of allegations about Donald Trump's ties to Russia. Former Clinton campaign press secretary Brian Fallon says, though, they did nothing wrong.
It would have been malpractice, in my view, for the campaign to not want to turn over every rock and learn everything it could about Donald Trump. So while I didn't know that that meeting took place at the time, I'm glad that Mark Elias and whoever else was aware of it at the time authorized it and went forward with it.
In Louisiana, a shooter remains at large after two men were shot and killed overnight on the campus of Grambling State University.
Officials at Grambling State say the shooting apparently happened during a fight in a school courtyard between two university dorms. Police say Moncarius Caldwell and Earl Andrews, both 23-year-olds from Farmerville, Louisiana, were shot just after midnight. Both were pronounced dead at the scene. Campus officials say Andrews was a senior at the historically black university. Caldwell was not enrolled. I'm Scott Carr.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,442, the Nasdaq at 65,98. Sports sponsored by LifeLock. The Dodgers grab the one-game-to-none lead, winning game one of the World Series. NBA, the Wizards meet the Lakers in L.A. tonight. NHL, the Caps are off till tomorrow. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Equifax recently announced a breach of 143 million identities, and you need to take steps to get protection. Be among the millions who trust their identity theft protection to LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com. Use promo code RISK for 10% off.
Everyone knows the best time to buy a new TV is Black Friday. At the Big Screen Store, Black Friday savings start now. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV for just $19.99. Whoa! A 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
MS-13 is terrorizing Northern Virginia communities, yet liberal Dante Tanner wants to create sanctuary cities that could put dangerous illegal immigrants into our communities and put families at risk. Dante Tanner is wrong for Virginia. Tim Hugo will stop the creation of sanctuary cities and continue to fight for a stronger, safer Virginia. Keep Tim Hugo working for our community. Vote Tim Hugo for delegate on November 7th.
Paid for and authorized by Friends of Tim Hugo.
Eras. They're defined by accomplishments, by victories, by those with the energy to power a dream. We were America's third largest capital investor in 2016. At NextEra Energy, we're helping ensure that the next energy to power our dreams will be American energy. This is our era. This is America's energy era. Go to NextEraEnergy.com to see how we're investing in America's energy era.
This is what losing 60 pounds in a year sounds like. Because after Jane posted her first picture, she got 300 likes in 1 hour. And even though it was a long journey, we made it easier with gym discounts and a personal plan. And that's cause for celebration.
Whose phone is that?
Whoop, mine.
Aetna, you don't join us. We join you. Find out more at AetnaWeJoinYou.com.
Let us take care of the most important person on your holiday shopping list. You. Introducing the Monumental Gift Shop at MGM National Harbor. Earn gift bucks when you play with your M Life Rewards card. Then redeem them for that luxury watch you've always wanted, the hottest tech toys, and more. Now through November 7th, this is Monumental.
Visit MGMNationalHarbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Couple problems, Maryland, this morning. Upper Marlboro. Let's begin 301, where I've been talking about this longstanding incident. Northbound 301. It's well north of Route 4 at Village Drive West. However, delays begin before Route 4. So if that's your typical route, rethink. You might want to use Old Crane Highway. You might want to avoid or just plan for the extra time and patience. Again, northbound 301 north of 4. The other problem, overturned truck accident, and that's in the area of Woodyard Road and Rosaryville Road. So that's going to be south of Dower House Road on the Woodyard Road stretch, and look for closures and direction from crews at the scene. Around the Beltway, topside College Park to Silver Spring bunched up. The crash that had been blocking the left side of Colesville Road gone. Heading through town, DC 295 northbound, crash of Benning gone. Southbound, heavy rush hour now out of Riverdale and Chevrolet is on. And getting to the 14th Street Bridge, be very careful. The crash had been near Boundary Channel. It's the two cars on the left shoulder, so before the bridge span. Now from Garage Door Repair. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
This morning, a mix of clouds and sunshine. This afternoon, a mix of clouds and sunshine. A comfortable 65. Some clouds tonight, 47. Suburbs cooler. Partly cloudy tomorrow, near 60. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 in Leesburg, 49 in Germantown, 56 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning to you. You know, with all this news about this dossier and everything that's going on with Russia and who really paid for this dossier, all that buried in all of this, and maybe thankfully so, is this feud, this ongoing feud between Bob Corker and Donald Trump. It escalated again yesterday. Corker went on a bunch of television interviews. He hit a lot of them. NBC, he was on... I think he was on MSNBC. He was on a lot of different shows, and he was really trashing the president. He said on NBC, he said the president should stay out of the tax debate. Now, this is not necessarily trashing the president, but he went on to say that the tax rating committees in the Senate and the House are going to be laying out the $4 trillion in loophole closings that need to take place, which is their job, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he went on to say, hopefully the White House will step aside and let that occur in the normal process. And that was in regards to the president coming out and talking about some of these things. For instance, 401ks. Remember, we talked about the 401ks and limiting the contributions to those. And almost immediately after us discussing it, just saying, the president tweeted out that we're not going to be touching that.
Right.
And what Bob Corker here is saying is, wait a minute, that's our job.
So I'm thinking it reminds me of what we talked to Larry Kudlow about yesterday. So they're saying right now they need to get this thing down to like the $1.5 trillion deficit number that the Senate passed in their budget resolution. Whatever. The idea is, like, in order to even pass it through reconciliation, they have to have a bunch of pay-fors. They either have to limit 401k contributions or get rid of state and local tax mm-hmm. deductions or establish a millionaire's tax bracket, come with up with all these ways to handle tax reform. And this is in part Bob Corker's beef and the thing that got Trump kicked off yesterday. But remember back to what Larry told us yesterday. The majority leader, in this case Mitch McConnell, he can overrule the parliamentarian on whether or not this satisfies the rules on reconciliation. So it's up to Mitch McConnell. If he wants to pass a package that doesn't fully satisfy whatever the CBO says it should and the Senate parliamentarian says it should, he can do that. Mitch McConnell, he's got the power, baby, and he can handle this thing no matter how it ends up in terms of what it's projected to cost. And by the way, as Larry says and as we've learned regularly, the CBO tragically gets these scores wrong all the time. So that's sort of the baseline for why Bob Corker came out yesterday, and we got found out courtesy of the president that that Bob Corker is against this tax deal, and that's what began all of that infighting.
And then that was on NBC on CBS, because as I said, he made the rounds. He went on to say he called the White House to stay out of taking things off the table and really negotiating against the process before it even begins. And he upped the rhetoric, and President Trump responded. To discuss all of this with us right now, Kevin Cork from the Fox News Channel White House correspondent. Kevin, good morning. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall. So great to have you.
Great to be with you, and what a day yesterday, huh? No, nothing going on here, just us sitting around.
Have you slept at all?
Not much, I gotta tell you. Everybody said to me, will there be enough to go around in terms of coverage? You know, we have John Roberts over here, you've got the Business Channel's Blake Berman over here, and you got me somewhere in the middle. And I said, boy, I've been as busy, and this is my third administration, by the way, my third White House. So I've been as busy as I've ever been.
Kevin, as you watched yesterday, I saw the press briefing, and there were a lot of questions about both Bob Corker and Jeff Flake being thrown at Sarah Huckabee Sanders yesterday,
yeah,
and questions over whether or not the president is remaking the Republican Party. How do you think the White House handled that yesterday? And, you know, what were your big takeaways from the briefing on that subject?
Listen, they always like to sort of put out a pugilist, right? I mean, Sarah's no Sean in that she's not going to come out there swinging, but she gets in her jabs, and I think that's exactly what the White House would like to do. They would like to turn this into a referendum, not just what Jeff Flake has done during his time in Congress, but also they'd like to turn this into a real view, a close look at what Trumpism, if you want to call it that, is doing, not just to the American political landscape, but what it's doing to the Republican Party. They are spoiling for a fight. They came here to fight, and it seems, at least within their party, that they're being successful right now and rooting out those who are against the president's agenda.
Is it successful, though, when they come out in open rebellion against the president, as Jeff Flake did yesterday, and basically declares war on the president, but he's still going to be there for another year?
But here's the problem. Are you not waving the white flag when you do it, when you know you're leaving, right? I mean, if it's going to be someone who's going to be around, someone who let's just say, power and prominence, then you're really, you know, you're putting your line in the sand. Jeff's leaving. It's easy to do it then. I think it's politically, it's probably wise because, if nothing else, he'll get in some shots and he'll set himself up for later. But if you really want to know the truth, if he wants to be powerful, if there's someone else out there who wants to really take a stand, they're going to have to do it and not be standing there with one foot out the door.
Yeah, and in Jeff Flake's case, he already wrote a book, like, attacking Trump. And, you know, it's not actually a surprise that he came out and gave the speech he did yesterday. What is a surprise to me is both Jeff Flake and Bob Corker, we're hearing reports now, have said that they're not calling for, like, 25th Amendment or things or anything like that. They don't actually want Trump removed from office. They think he's just nasty, but they think he's just big and mean. But beyond that, all they're doing is salting the earth on his policy for some reason.
Well, and that's exactly right. And Jeff Flake, by the way, Matt's the senator. He's a great person. I think he's actually quite smart. But he's got 18% approval rating in his own state. So it's not as if, as you pointed out, especially given the book, it's not as if he's a guy that is some sort of a paragon of Republican conservative virtue. Okay, there are a lot of people that didn't like Jeff to begin with. But I do think you're right. As long as the leadership in this party continues to try to rein in the president,
yes,
they may bring him closer to the middle. But right now, they're having a lot of trouble doing that. And you don't need me to tell you that. You just have to watch for 5 minutes.
Kevin, let me ask you, has the White House been communicating with you at all or sending any signals in overnight since this Washington Post story broke about the Clinton campaign funding the dossier?
Let me see. Yeah. the smugness, the sort of I told you so's. I can just say this on background. People have been saying to me for quite some time, just wait. This will turn everything on its head on this Russia story. And sure enough, it's beginning to come to light that there was a lot more happening in the way of influence peddling, if you want to call it that, at a minimum, by both parties. And I think the White House, and listen, I talked to people all morning long, in fact, about 10 minutes ago,
yeah,
that will tell you this story will get bigger. People will learn more about the process of Washington And I think that's an important story, too, because
Definitely.
As much as you and I might know the inner workings of the Beltway, when the average person in the Barca Lounger in Pampa, Texas, learns how foreign actors really do try to participate in our politics, I think they'll be surprised.
You say turn on its head. It's spinning on its head like a breakdancer this week.
Yeah.
Kevin Cork, thank you very much for giving us a breakdown of what's going on at the White House.
Anytime, guys. Have a great one.
Thanks.
It's 845 at WMAL Traffic and Weather. It's every 10 minutes first on the 5s, and we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. For morning travels, well, where to begin? A lot to talk about. Still talking about Upper Marlboro. A couple problems unexpected. If you hadn't heard, we already have delays continuing to grow northbound on 301. This is going to be 301 northbound right near Village Drive for the crash cleanup. Delays beginning before Route 4. So if you haven't committed, you might want to try Crane Highway. Or like I said before, just have patience and extra time to get through there. Also, overturned truck accident under police direction on Woodyard Road at Rosaryville Road. So slows in each direction there, affecting that traffic. George Washington Parkway, here we come, southbound, just near the overlooks. That's where the delays are beginning now, but it extends down past the Key Bridge and onto the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, heavy into town onto Constitution Avenue. Crash on 395 northbound had been just before the 14th Street Bridge, and that was over to the left shoulder. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Fairly tranquil weather pattern now as we head on through midweek. A few clouds mixing with clear sky at times. Right on through today, we'll make it up to about 65. 47 tonight outside the Beltway, a little cooler. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 56 degrees at 8:46. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by Adirondack Tree Experts.
When it comes to expert tree service, there's no room for mistakes. Adirondack Tree Experts are the top-rated tree care and removal company in the D.C. metro area. Call 301-595-2827. Ask Adirondack about their October special.
Okay. It's interesting. I'm going to take you to the Gillespie-Northam race for a second in Virginia. The Washington Post fact-checking Ed Gillespie. Bring out the fact-checkers to find out whether or not Ed Gillespie's telling the truth. So they went after him for this. He's been saying over and over that there are more than 2,000 MS-13 gang members just in Fairfax County. Here's one from October 21st on a show that he did. There have been 8 publicly reported murders by MS-13 in Northern Virginia alone, Ed Gillespie said. And there's more than 2,000 MS-13 gang members just in Fairfax County, and this is a growing problem. Yet again, in a Richmond Times-Dispatch editorial board meeting on the 18th of October, he said the following, quote, "We know that there are more than 2,000 MS-13 gang members in Fairfax County alone. MS-13 is surging, not just in Northern Virginia, but other parts of the Commonwealth, too." And then again, he said in a Loudoun Times Mirror interview that there are more than 2,000 MS-13 gang members in Fairfax. So Glenn Kessler, he's a fact-checker at the Washington Post, ran the math. He's like, let's figure this out. And as he did, he concluded that there are only 1,400 MS-13 gang members in Fairfax County.
That's all.
It's like it's dramatically lower than what he said. 1,400. Does that bring you comfort?
Are you comforted by these numbers? I'm going to take a walk on the wild side. I am not locking my door tonight.
It's pretty amazing. It's funny that I guess, okay, you fact check him. It's a lot of people, though. 1,400 MS-13 gang members. This is not a cause for celebration. Washington Post. This is very worrisome.
And the question is, how many of them are here illegally, right? So they're here. There's just so much. And how many of them are in school with your children? That's the other question. 1,400, how many of them are in school, because they tend to be younger, with your kids, going to school, attending school, and you know, going to gym with them, the whole bit.
So what the number 2,000 appears to come from is a 2015 police intelligence estimate that there's about 2,000 gang members in the county. So that should, again, that'll make you feel happy. And the police have identified about 80 different gangs. So what the cops are now saying, according in the Washington Post piece, is their best estimate is of those 2,000, about 70% of all gang-involved persons affiliated with MS-13.
Well, I would like to thank the Washington Post for being a little ray of sunshine in my morning.
I love that the way to get them to focus on MS-13 is for Ed Gillespie to speak. 8:49 on WMAL.
Want to know the secret to having enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much you'll need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple, well, for me and my colleagues anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make realistic assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, and investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources for you like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement, so make sure yours is everything you want it to be. Let us help you at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, member FINRA SIPC.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Turns out money can buy happiness. Sort of. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. The term time famine was coined about 20 years ago. I certainly know the feeling. You probably do as well. So much to do, so little time. Well, it turns out spending some of your discretionary income on help around the house can actually make you be a happier person. That's according to some really interesting new research out of Harvard. Now, we're not talking about a lot of cash here. Paying for a helping hand with house cleaning, laundry, lawn care can go a long way. Sometimes when people imagine time-saving services, maybe they're picturing a housekeeper or a butler or a gardener, the study's lead author said. But she found that spending as little as $25 can make a big difference. You're literally buying yourself some free time. And that is priceless. So go ahead, treat yourself. You probably deserve it. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention small business owners, you know how hard it is to get funding to grow your business. Next Wave Funding is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit is not that great. If you've been in business for over 1 year, have at least $12,000 in sales every month, Next Wave will purchase your future earnings and give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. This is by far the easiest and best funding for existing businesses. Call 800-430-4566. That's 800-430-4566.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 11 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Winter is almost here, and you know you need to get a new roof soon. You're dragging your feet, asking around, not sure where to find a roofer who will do a good job at a good price. So you're looking for somebody who knows a guy. I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. In the last 14 years, we've done over 30,000 jobs. The odds are pretty good that you know someone who's gotten a roof from us. So you know what that makes me? That's right. I'm your guy. New Look Home Design does a great job at great prices. And right now we have a great offer. 50% off all roofing materials through the end of October. Since I'm your guy, I'm going to shoot you straight. We do so many roofs, we strong arm awesome discounts from manufacturers. That's how I get you 50% off on all roofing materials. Give us a call at 800-279-5300. Again, that's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com. Tell them your guy Patrick sent you, and you'll save 50% off on all materials.
The VMI Honor Code. A cadet will not lie, cheat, steal, nor tolerate those who do. As a VMI cadet, Dr. Ralph Northam led the Honor Corps to uphold that code. And Ralph Northam has led his life by it, too. As an Army doctor, a pediatrician, and as Lieutenant Governor, Ed Gillespie has lived his life by different standards. Ed Gillespie is a corporate lobbyist selling out to the highest bidder. They call him Enron Ed. And as for lies, Ed Gillespie has made one false attack after another. Independent voices across Virginia have called Ed Gillespie's attack ads hogwash. Beyond despicable, totally false. The truth? Dr. Northam voted to crack down on MS-13, and he's voted for 14 tax cuts, including property tax relief, tax cuts for new businesses in rural Virginia, and for veterans. As the VMI Honor Code says, don't tolerate Ed Gillespie's lies.
I'm Ralph Northam, candidate for governor, and this ad was paid for by Northam for Governor.
It is 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hagedid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. And Jamie, you enjoy your day.
Absolutely. You too, everyone, with the sunshine today. 270, just about cleared out through Urbana and Hyattstown. So that looks good. But we're still with this commute below speed, Germantown. And then as you head south of Gaithersburg onto the 270 spur and continuing to the Legion Bridge. You may have heard me talk about the earlier crash on the Legion Bridge, now gone. Top side of the Beltway still bunched up in Silver Spring out of College Park. 395, we're good through Landmark. It's once you get into Shirlington, still slow across the 14th Street Bridge and onto the freeway. Upper Marlboro, two problems continue. Northbound 301 at Village Drive with the crash and with the accident involving the overturned truck, Rosaryville Road and Woodyard Road under police direction. Update sponsored by Ticked. Want a simple, cost-effective way to handle your traffic ticket with no points on your license or your money back? Choose Ticked. Visit TIKD.com today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a looking Wednesday. Some clouds at times. Otherwise, sunshine mixing with clouds. Call it partly cloudy. Make it up to 65. That's about where we should be this time of year. Upper 40s tonight. Outside the Beltway will be a little bit cooler, but just a few clouds around. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 57 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
J&K Air Conditioning LLC can keep you feeling good inside your home with indoor comfort that's inside your budget. Get up to a $1,600 rebate on a new Linux system or a fall furnish check for only $85. Call J&K Air Conditioning LLC at 301-990-0780 today.
There's a lot happening every day in your neighborhood and around the world. That's why you watch ABC7's Good Morning Washington every day to find out what's new, what's now, and what's happening next. We're there for you minute by minute with breaking news, updates, and special alerts, plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes to help you prepare and plan your day ahead. Weekdays starting at 4:25 on ABC7's Good Morning Washington, where good mornings start. Seven on your side. Four little words that pack a big punch.
Can you get that camera out of my face?
That hold government officials accountable.
Heads will roll.
Seven on your side.
Excuse me.
Alerts you to scams and protects you from ripoffs.
What about ripoffs?
Seven on your side spells bad news for the bad guys. When you have a problem that won't go away.
If I hadn't called Seven on your side, I would have still been waiting for answers.
Turn to ABC 7 News and just say the words. Seven on your side.
It's time to join the millions of people using Zoom video conferencing. Turn any size conference room, huddle room, or executive office into a Zoom room with flawless HD video, crystal clear audio, and instant wireless sharing. It'll even work with your existing hardware. Start your meetings with a single touch or use Zoom's new voice command feature. Hey Zoom, start meeting. Huddle happy. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free Zoom room trial today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Get ready to start flipping houses overnight for a nice profit. The NV Real Estate Academy is now giving away their Fortunes in Flipping Kit for free. This kit has helped thousands of rookie investors just like you learn how to flip houses for large profits, and it can help you too. Call now to get your free kit and learn the secrets of flipping houses with other people's money or partnering with the NV Real Estate Academy Network to get your deals funded. Plus, you'll get their new groundbreaking tax lien investing kit that'll show you how to earn government-secured returns up to 18% annually and how to buy highly discounted tax-delinquent properties. So if you're ready to make some extra cash, call 1-800-989-3394 now to get your free kit. Call 800-989-3394 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training with a free meal, an MP3 player, and flash drive loaded with vital information, plus a national government auction list of properties for sale, all free just for attending. Call 800-989-3394. That's 800-989-3394. Call now.
This weekend, the SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo Center at Central Park. Hunters, collectors, sportsmen, visit the Fredericksburg Expo Center for SGK's biggest show ever. Tickets available online at guns-knives.com or at the door. That's the Fredericksburg Gun Show this weekend.
Coming up on WMAL, hey, tomorrow we're going to be joined by Brian Kilmeade.
Okay, enough of that nonsense. Happy birthday to Mary Walter. can't help it. I'm sorry. Yeah, but you're right. Brian Kilmeade joining us tomorrow.
Thank you.
But Mary Walter's birthday today. And Mary, I got you something really nice.
Did you?
An in-studio experience with one Christopher Plant.
I'm so excited.
Happy birthday to you. Have a nutty, kooky happy birthday to you.
It's very Marilyn Monroe-esque.
We'll play our Islamic happy birthday song for you later, which we normally reserve for Barack Hussein Obama's birthday every year.
I'm honored.
Great thing. Hey, Kid Rock's Not Gonna Run. Breaking news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.